Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the sky outside is rainy, and I'm not sure we don't need to buy an ark. This has been just rain and miserable for quite a few days. But that's that, and we have a great show for you today, folks. We're going to talk about some things that not many people are willing to address. Of course, that I don't know why I even bother to say that, since that's pretty much what we do all the time anyway. I was thinking, I just noticed a couple of things. One, there was an article that came out yesterday that talked about, it was from a guy in Great Britain, and it concerned the fabrication of where the sarin gas came from in Syria. It specifically said that the Obama administration had changed the sources and everything about it to make it look like it came from the Assad regime, when in fact it actually came from the rebels themselves. But because Obama backs the Muslim Brotherhood, he wanted to make it the other way around. Now, this didn't come from a right-wing teabagger. It came from Great Britain, and the guy that actually blew the whistle on Abu Ghraib in Iran, that was such an embarrassment to the Bush administration. If you remember, it was them making the prisoners naked and, you know, getting piles and do all kinds of stuff like that. And there were some really nasty things involved in that. And those people needed to get in trouble, no doubt about it. But this is the same guy, and this is going to cause some trouble for the Obama administration. At the same time, there was another article about how Obama has spent $5 million on lawyers to ensure that his past records never become public. This despite the Freedom of Information Act that says that we have a right to see them. $5 million. What does he have to hide that would require $5 million worth of non-governmental lawyers to deal with? Now, you say, well, where's he getting this money? Well, you know, he has, it comes from his campaign. He's always out raising money. So people are giving him donations, campaign donations, and he's using it to hide from the truth. Now, my brother Richard is on the phone. Dick, how are you?
It just gets better and better, doesn't it? Unbelievable.
Listen,
Jack Emanuel says, if you want to keep your doctor, you can. You're just going to have to pay a lot more for it. Oh, God. He lies and they swear to it. It's just unbelievable.
Well, we don't have the radio listenership that people from the Washington Post or the New York Times have, but we're certainly willing to at least address things that they're not. Well, you know, about you can keep your, you know, you can keep your, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. Well, he just misspoke. Now, sometimes, I remember our father, he used to say, that guy would lie if the truth would serve him better. Now, here's an example of this. There, you know, his Obama's uncle's getting deported because he's, you know, for whatever reason. And one of the things that he said
was... He's not being deported now. He's not going to be deported. Yeah. He's staying, even though he was twice.
Why am I not surprised?
No.
The guy said that Barack spent 3 weeks with him in Kenya. The White House, in, you know, Jay Carney standing up there and said, no, he never did this. He never did it. He never did it. Some witnesses have come forward, and finally the White House is saying, okay, yeah, Obama did do it. And, yeah,
he lived with him in Cambridge for a while when he was in Harvard. He lived with the guy when he was in Harvard for a while. And he said he never met him. Oh, my God. It just, you know, you can't write this stuff.
It just, it's amazing. And I find that some of these things are particularly incredible. All right, now, because my car's been broken for so long, I had to take a cab to go to the bank last week. And this fellow from Pakistan picked me up. And he was a pretty nice guy, and he could speak English very well. And we were driving over there, and because we got talking about things, I said, okay, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Osama bin Laden was actually killed in Pakistan, or do you think that he wasn't, because the locals all there said that that wasn't even the guy? And I said, it all seems strange to me because so many of the Navy SEALs, 30 of them, are now dead. And there were, you know, there was nothing talked about. And in this, I said, they killed Osama bin Laden, took his body, gave him a Muslim burial at sea. The guy looked at me and said, there's no such thing as a Muslim burial at sea. It isn't, you know, there are no being buried at sea methods for Islam. They don't do it. Do you not remember that this was according to Muslim tradition and custom? Bin Laden was given a Muslim burial at sea. This guy said, I don't know what in the world people are talking about, because anybody who is Muslim knows that simply isn't true. Now, you know, this would be very similar. We were raised Roman Catholic. We could, you know, say, well, this is the way that Catholics cremate. Well, Catholics don't cremate. They don't do it. Cremation isn't part of Catholicism. You bury people.
No.
Period. And we would know that because we were raised Catholic. If you aren't raised Catholic, you probably wouldn't know it. And because so few people in America are Muslim, we assume that Obama was telling the truth. See, that's the trouble. We assume he's telling the truth from the beginning, and none of it's true. Now, about this $5 million for these lawyers to keep everything sealed. The biggest thing to begin with was the whole controversy, you know, concerning his birth certificate. And the left wing just absolutely came out of their shoes just laughing at anybody who would believe that. How stupid, how ludicrous. So Obama finally gives his birth certificate, which... If anybody who has ever done any work in Photoshop and has worked with PDFs knows, it was not a flat image. It was layered. And the layers included type fonts that had not been invented in 1961, kerning that had not ever been developed during that period, And there were seven layers. If it was an actual birth certificate, it would be one layer, not seven. It was put together and not put together well. And people demonstrated this on the web, but it never went anyplace. When that Orly, whatever her name is, in Ohio has got the thing all the way to the Supreme Court, they wouldn't take the case. So now, you know, it's the very first thing when I heard about this $5 million that Obama is spending to keep everything sealed, it's the first thing that came to my mind. Didn't it yours?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, Jack, you deal with people all over the world. Don't forget that in order to be president of the United States, you have to be a natural citizen, which means you have to be born in the United States. And that's what this whole controversy is, because the birth certificate said he was born in Hawaii, and a lot of people, myself included, think that he was born outside of the United States.
Well, I don't know where he was born. What I do know is that this birth certificate that he has on the WhiteHouse.gov website right now is a fraud. There is zero chance that that's accurate. Zero. It isn't accurate.
Are you saying
it's real?
Are you saying it's a lie? Are you saying it's a lie?
I am saying it's a lie. There's no chance that that is correct.
God. So when he applied for a foreign student loan, he was lying then because he was an American citizen, or he wasn't lying because he was not an American citizen?
Well, see, here's the thing.
This gets really deep, doesn't it? This gets deeper and deeper.
It's just one lie after the other. I mean, you know, it's to the point where, you know, just the list is overwhelming. And if you remember, I just started thinking of some things that we've been told that aren't true, or things that are problems, or things that have happened, you know, that are just out of the ordinary for what's been going on. For example, when he was a senator, Obama said that it was unpatriotic to raise the debt ceiling, and that if he was president, he would cut it in half. So far,
he's
added $7 trillion to the national debt. If he had cut it in half like he said he would, it would have been $5 trillion. That's $12 trillion different. That's a big deal. He is intentionally not enforced the immigration laws. As a matter of fact, I think one of the things that bothers me the most about this guy is that he just picks and chooses the laws that he wants to enforce. That is not the role of the President of the United States. The role of the President of the United States is to enforce the law, all of it. Not just
I read something today that said, you know, how he wants to limit firearms in the country, and there was a big upheaval about that. So behind the scenes, what he just did was he raised the fines on the last lead-producing factory in this country, which actually makes ammunition, to the point where they can't pay it. So there will be no more ammunition made in this country at all. It all has to come in from foreign. And you know, the government bought, I don't know how many millions of rounds of ammunition in order to pretty much dry up the supply, too. So it's going to be one of those things. You can own a gun, you just won't be able to have
ammunition to shoot it.
Well, it wasn't millions. It was billions. Billions of rounds. And,
billions,
their,
I'm sorry, yes.
Their, yeah, their goal was for people to not have ammunition, but that ended up not working. They didn't have the, you know, because of the sequestration, they didn't have the funds to follow through with it. So that part of his little goal has not done real well. When it comes to guns, this is the area where he has had the least success. And, you know, which brings us, of course, to a couple of other things. Obviously, Fast and Furious. His whole idea of providing AK-47s and grenades to the Mexican cartel as a way of trying to increase the violence so that he could be, so that he'd come out as a hero and stop Americans from owning their own guns. And of course, you know, that's where Randall Terry got killed and the House investigated it and they got too close. So Obama claimed presidential executive privilege, which meant that Congress could not take a look at it any further. But it also means, if it's presidential privilege, that it had to go beyond Eric Holder. It had to go to Obama, because that was who, I mean, you can't have presidential privilege for Valerie Jarrett or for Michelle or for, you know, David Axelrod or for Carney. You can only have it for people, you know, for the president himself, probably the president's counsel and, you know, perhaps Secretary of State or something like that. But you can't just have it for, you know, for underlings, and you cannot have it for the attorney general who's supposed to uphold the law and not break it. And also, when we come to the guns thing, interestingly, you know, Americans can't be trusted with guns, but it's okay to trust the Muslim Brotherhood, and he was secretly arming and continues to arm the Muslim Brotherhood rebels in Syria. And 800 missile launchers missing out of Benghazi, Libya, and that was probably what was behind the entire attack anyway. Some pretty bad stuff, some pretty grim stuff, and it just gets deeper and deeper and worse, which, by the way, I'd be willing to bet you a lunch that the person that gave the stand down order in Benghazi, keeping our forces from rescuing those brave men who died, came from Valerie Jarrett, who's not elected, not appointed. She's just there, kind of like Rasputin was there for the last czar before the Russian Revolution. She's an ugly thing, too, isn't she? What a wretched human being. Despicable, disgraceful, dishonorable, and not someone that you would want to eat lunch with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Well, as we go down the list of some of the other things, You've got to take a look not just at the increase in the debt, but what it has done. Now, here's the thing. The only reason our economy is continuing to be at least a little okay is the Fed is pumping $85 billion of just printed money into the stock market every month. So they're buying stock. Now, what does that do? That keeps the stock market high. It keeps the rich people rich, people that can have portfolios. And who suffers? the middle class that live from paycheck to paycheck, and the poor people, the very people that Obama says he's trying to help and protect. It doesn't work. What he's doing doesn't work. And so he tries to say, well, you know, I'm helping them because I'm, you know, I'm giving them, you know, food stamps. And, you know, 15% of the people in America are on food stamps now? Percent. That may, actually it's probably about 17%. But that's 50 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. When he started, there were 28 million, and now they're over 50. He's essentially doubled the number,
yeah,
making people dependent upon government, dependent upon him. It's fiscally irresponsible, and we're going to pay an awful price for this. It just isn't, you know, where is it happening and when and how it's happening because of the Obamacare now. People are getting sticker shock. They're seeing what's available. He's doing everything that he can to push the implementation back illegally. It's supposed to start, and you know, and he's changing the rules just as he goes along because that he doesn't have any rules. Just what he wants. He doesn't, you know, what do we want? We don't know. When do we want it? Now.
Yeah.
That's kind of his operating philosophy. There is no overall plan for our nation, for our future, for what's happening in the world. We've taken our snubbed the British when Margaret Thatcher died. He wouldn't go. He took the Queen of England sent him, you know, a present of the bust of Winston Churchill. He sent it back. This is our primary ally in the world, the British, snubbing them. And yet he's dropped everything to go to the funeral of Nelson Mandela. Now, I don't think it's a bad thing for him to drop everything and go to the funeral of Nelson Mandela. But if I were a Brit, I would feel the sting and the affront that one of their great leaders was snubbed by this fool we have in the White House. Put that together with the repudiation of Israel and, you know, our strongest ally in the Middle East. And our second strongest ally in the Middle East is Saudi Arabia and the Emirates. It's where we get our oil. And his inability to stop the Iranians in their nuclear plans is something that the Saudis and the Israelis very much are fearful of, and for good reason, particularly the Israelis. We give you a prediction. Here's the thing. There are two kinds of Muslims, Sunnis and Shiites. The Sunnis hate the Shiites hate the Sunnis. Both of them hate Israel. What most people don't know, though, is although they both say they hate Israel the most, the truth is they hate the other faction in Islam more privately. Publicly, Israel.
Mm.
For Iran to get a nuclear weapon and for Assad to stay in power is something that is very much opposed by the Saudis and the Emirates. And the Israelis. If the Iranians get a nuclear weapon, there'll be a race throughout the Middle East, and all of these crazy people will have nuclear weapons. So the Saudis and the Israelis I'd be willing to bet you are right now having secret talk where the Israelis can use Saudi air to go after Iran after the attack, come back, stop at Saudi fields, airports, refuel, and go back to Israel.
Don't they
this
need
happens
our,
in the middle of the
our,
night?
I thought they needed that, to have our bunker busters in order to get at the base of the nuclear plants. But they have, they say, like a 30 megaton, but we have an 80 megaton that would do the job, but they're not available to
them. Well, I think that the numbers are 50 ton that we have and 20 ton that they have. That Israel
yeah,
has.
Something on that effect,
Even if Israel had the 50 ton, it wouldn't work because all they've got fighters. They need a big bomber to carry them, which they don't have. But the 20 ton would put a crimp in what the Iranians are doing for quite a while. It wouldn't destroy completely like the ones that we're doing. But I don't, you know, Obama doesn't have a stomach to attack anybody. He has a stomach for taking drones and, you know, killing people and coming back. And frankly, that part of what he does, I don't really have much of a problem with. Actually, I don't have any problem with it at all, other than him killing.
You know what he's real good at taking? You know what he's real good at taking? Credit.
Our money? Oh,
taking credit on anything that happens that he can put his mark on it and say, well, that's something that I had something to do with. Killing Osama bin Laden or whatever the case may be.
I find this particularly interesting when it comes to the oil exploration and our newfound ability to harvest the shale oil, which will make us the greatest, oil-producing nation in the world, and will actually be oil exporters 10 years. All of it done on private land, not one thing on public land because, you can't get the permits for it. And this is all done in spite of him and in spite of his policies. But if he is just standing up there saying, that this is done under his watch, it's
pretty sad. Now,
yeah, I told you he's good at taking credit.
He's good at taking credit.
Yeah,
he's good at lying.
Oh, he's better at lying.
But he's not called. Yeah, he's not called on it like others. And that's kind of sad. At any rate, we're just about out of time, and I wanted to just, before we get done, take a second and say that we wish the best for Gronkowski in the rehabilitation of his knee. I think it's just really tragic that here's two seasons that this tremendous athlete has been knocked out. And, I think that pretty soon they ought to make it illegal for a back to tackle to go after knees. And, if they're going to tackle them, let them go thigh or higher. Just because they're too big now, they're too strong, and it isn't working. Anyway, we're done for the evening. So let me just say, Richard, thanks for everything, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.